What are some of the ideals that we have built up around Christmas? I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, or maybe getting to spend Christmas with family, family you maybe haven't seen in quite some time. How about getting and giving the perfect presents? I heard before service that someone in here is looking very much forward to going home and opening presents. So I'll try to keep the sermon short, right? What about things like hot cocoa or sweets or maybe even ugly sweaters? Those are some things that we look forward to at Christmas. And sometimes we even build up these dreams in our hearts of what Christmas is going to be like before it even happens. Sometimes, though, those expectations can get turned around in our heart, and they can become the most important thing about Christmas. Spending time with family, or getting to eat way more sweets than you probably should, and getting together at the holidays. But those things aren't actually the heart of Christmas. And we're going to see in the gospel reading how that's true. See, the thing is about those things like spending time with family or getting to enjoy sweets or eating way too much. What about the people who can't celebrate in that way? What about those who are homeless? What about those who are widowed or unemployed for Christmas? What about people who are in the hospital tonight? Or who are simply alone and don't have anyone to spend Christmas with? What about someone whose house burns down right before Christmas? Where is their reason to deck the halls? See, if these things that we enjoy, these things that give us pleasure, are the core of Christmas, then Christmas actually becomes an elitist holiday, a holiday that's just for certain people, people who are young and healthy, people who have disposable income to spend on presents and cookies and things like that, or even people who live near their families. It's a Christmas only for people who feel like celebrating because things are going their way. But the Christmas that we find in the gospel reading, in Holy Scripture, paints a very different picture of who Christmas is for. First of all, Christmas is for the poor and the outcast, not the proud and not the powerful, not the people who've got it together or are on top of the world. Think about where the Christmas story takes place. In Galilee, in the backwoods of Jerusalem, on Gentile territory. All the good Jews would want to live near Jerusalem. I mean, after all, that's Zion. That's where you go for your feasts. But Galilee, Peter, when Jesus was being crucified, was even recognized because he had a backwoods accent from Galilee. And now think about who's at Christmas. It's Joseph and Mary. It's shepherds. It's people who don't have renown. Joseph and Mary may have been descendants of David, but they didn't have any powerful titles. They couldn't trace their lineage. And the shepherds, they were despised for the kind of work that they did. It was dirty. It was like trash collectors. You wouldn't want to go and give your trash collector a hug while he's doing his job. But that's what the shepherds were like. And also think about what the venues were for Christmas. That it happened out in a field while they're just out doing their job. And the sights of Christmas, they didn't enjoy gold and marble and palaces. It was probably pretty smelly. An overcrowded city, and having to give birth to your firstborn son and lay him in a feeding trough. It was not a luxurious sight. But Christmas is also for people living their ordinary lives. There was no federal holiday for the IRS of the day when Joseph had to travel 90 miles to Bethlehem with a very pregnant wife to go and pay his taxes. He probably wasn't singing. But that's exactly when the Lord chose to enter our world, in the very middle of life. And the same thing for the shepherds. Like farmers today, they don't get a day off. They were busy keeping watch over their flocks, making sure that their flocks weren't snatched away. So if anything, what they were expecting that night was a wolf or a thief. But instead, they got the heavenly host praising God. Now, this isn't to praise the people of the first Christmas as being more hardy than us or saying that we're somehow pampered for enjoying Christmas the way that we do. But to say that the good news of Christmas was for these ordinary people living their everyday lives without the benefit of having a holiday season like we do in America. And I think the greatest message is what the angels say about Christmas, that it's for all people, regardless of age or gender or background or life history. There is nothing that excludes Christmas from being good news to every single person. I'll quote the angel, "Behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." And that good news for all people is a gift. God doesn't wait up in heaven waiting for some people to just get it. He makes his gift to be for every single person, no matter what kind of life they've lived. He is your Savior. He is the one who comes to you in your sin, in your despair, in your hopelessness, in your pain, in your tears. And he says to you tonight, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And he has come to be the Savior for everyone. What's more is that the one who has come to save you isn't just someone that God hired, like the angels. When God wants to send you and every person on earth a Savior, he doesn't just send an angel, not just a messenger, like you see religions like Islam teach. He comes himself in the flesh as a baby lying in a manger. That baby there is your God. He is your King. He is the one who in his body will take all of your sin into himself and die for you on a cross, only to rise on the third day to assure you that his sacrifice is accepted by God, that you have that peace that the angels proclaimed, and that you also have the hope of everlasting life. You know, these days there's a big press for things to be true and authentic. One of the things I've heard recently is a criticism that Christians don't celebrate Christmas on the right day. No, it's a secret. Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. As if that's going to break our faith. This idea that there's a real birthday for Jesus. But what God tells us in His Word, regardless what time of year Jesus was born, is that Jesus is born for you as a real Savior, flesh and blood, not a myth, not a fairy tale, not someone's cooked up dream that they want for all people. He is true God and true man, born for you and died for you. And we also want to know that we have a true Savior. And Jesus is that one. That what God tells us in His Word is absolutely true and reliable. That it hasn't been fiddled with by anyone. That these are words that you can stake your life, your eternal life on. May God give you that peace. And finally, may God fill your hearts with the joy of Christmas. Of Christmas like it is when Jesus, the Savior of the world, is born. Because He doesn't come with frills and only for people who can celebrate a certain way, but He comes for every single child of Adam and Eve. And that's why our reading started with Genesis 3. Because He is the Savior of every single human being. And that brings joy to every one of us, even people that we've never met. So for all of that, I wish you a Merry Christmas. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.